Worship Outside the Box, a weekly blog of creative ideas for leading worship. The Living Pulse. Try this embodied idea during a service exploring the Spirit's guidance, the life of the gathered body, or the call to live in God's rhythm. At an appropriate point in the service, invite everyone into silence. Ask them to sit comfortably. Place two fingers on their neck or wrist and gently find their own pulse. Allow time for people to settle. Some will find their pulse quickly, others may need a little longer. That's part of the prayer. Then say something like, "Notice the quiet rhythm of life within you." Before we speak, sing, strive, or serve, there is already a pulse. Breath and heartbeat. Gift and grace, life held by God. After a few moments, invite people to begin tapping their pulse very softly on the pew in front, their chair, or on their own knee. Encourage gentleness, not performance. Gradually, the church will fill with many small rhythms. Not one identical beat, but a shared living sound, the heartbeat of the gathered body. This can lead into a psalm reading. Choose a psalm with rhythm and response, such as Psalm 46, Psalm 63, Psalm 84, Psalm 95, or Psalm 139. A reader can begin slowly over the tapping, allowing the words to rise out of the pulse of the congregation. You might invite the tapping to fade into silence after the final line. This activity works well with themes of discernment, unity, the body of Christ, creation, breath, spirit, prayer, or renewed life. It reminds people that worship is not only something we think or say, it's something we inhabit. This practice needs no objects, no technology, and no special skill. Just silence, attention, and the quiet discovery that each life has a rhythm, and together we're invited to listen for the deeper rhythm of the Spirit. Namihi.